We've got racing today at Gosford. Steve Scollard's the track manager there. He's got everything for us that we need to know about the track. Morning, Steve.
Okay, Sean. How are you, mate?
I'm well. What sort of a day have you got?
Mate, beautiful day up here. Nothing but blue sky.
Magnificent.
Yeah, got the track going out. It's a soft five. Just got a little bit of giving. We had a bit of rain over the weekend, just under an inch, and then a light shower yesterday morning when them storms sort of passed through. Early in the morning, but another 2 mil then, so 24 mil for the week, and yeah, it's all right. Nice track.
Beautiful. What have you done with the rail today, Steve? Where's that?
Mate, the rail's in the true.
Yeah.
So it is. It was out 3 metres from the 1100 last meet. What was that, a fortnight ago? It's all right today, mate. Shouldn't be too much issues at all.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Steve. All in all, a good day, and Gary Hart is going to give us all the winners. What more could we want?
Oh, not too much more, mate. Just on a personal note, I wouldn't mind congratulating one of our local trainers, Kylie Gavin.
Yeah.
Gavin Lock married her longtime partner, Terry Regan, on Saturday night, and a good night was had by all. So just wish Kylie and Terry all the best.
Too right. Congratulations. Yeah. And you've pulled up well, Steve, yourself after that, by the sounds of it?
Oh, they have been a little bit dusty Sunday morning, but, you know.
A bit short in the action. Looked like you're getting around with Stringhold on Sunday morning, did you?
100% correct.
How'd they pick that?
No. Well, they forced most of the alcohol into me. That was it.
You are just a disgrace.
Good exactly.
On you,
Steve. Thanks,
Sean.
Bye, mate.
See you, Steve Scollard, the track manager there at the Gosford. Today, the rail truth is a soft five. They forced it into me. Goodness me. Gary Harley, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Sean.
I think it was a good night had by all with the sound of it at Kylie's wedding on Sunday night.
Well, I'd be surprised if Terry Regan's wedding did not develop into a very long night and a funny one. No, great to see Kylie and Terry finally tie the knot. Great people and very popular here at Gosford.
Fantastic. Now today, let's have a look at the races. The first, we've got a maiden 1200, only small field, full field. One Free Sky is very short, $1.22. Three Tail of Eight is $5.50. Four Esther Fett, $7.50. The other one, Two Magoo, $71.
Yeah, it's a procession, the first. He's got that much on him, Free Sky. That's why he's $1.20 odd. He should go straight to the front and just bolt in here in this field. He was placed at Canterbury back in October. He ran first up this time and he ran third at Canterbury, beating a couple of lengths to Noir. She goes good. And then the other day at Canterbury, only going to beat two lengths in the small field. He's got good speed. He should lead. Got the blinkers off today. Should just lead and win. And number three for the Exacta, Tail of Eight for Steve Hodge. It beat about a length and a half in a 900 at Newcastle the other day. And the horse that runs second, Musical Query, it won well at Muscle Brook on Tuesday. So on that form line, I thought it would be second pick in the race. Number two, did I go next? No, number four, Esther Fett. Trials are only average, one of the Godolphin team, but I'll put it in for third and two, Magoo, the 100 to one shot the other. 1, 3, 4, and two.
Right, our race two, two-year-old maiden, and again a full field. Two Barbary, $1.75. One Banner Season, three even. Five Nothing Too Hard, $6.50. Four Dad's Boy at $15. And three Canaletto, $18.
Yeah, not a lot of depth here. Looks a good thing, Barbary. Odds on, but should win. Warwick Farm, he got beat about five lengths last start after being very slowly away. And he wanted to race hard. He got his head up and wanted to race hard early in the race. He should be too classy for this. Timmy Clark to ride. He was placed at Wyong prior to that. Only got beat about half a length there. And as I said, there's not a lot of depth. He should be too good. One Banner Season for second. Its trial was fair. Only fair. I thought. Finished down the track in a trial at Rose Hill. Got beat five lengths at Wyong beyond Tangled, who's equal favourite for the sires in Brisbane on Saturday. So I think he's second best in the race. Number five for third, Nothing Too Hard. And number three, Canaletto, 2153.
Righto, the third, again a full field, and this is over 2,100. Three Melanello is $2.40, three Shoepeg, $4.20, number six Savina, $7, one Hiscalachi is $8, along with four Quartermaster and five Lindwall, and then seven Pyramid Prince, $13.
She'll try and lead all the way like she did in the mile race here the other day. Melanello, she'll go forward. Yeah, and Adrian had got her, and Josh Parr rides her the other day here. He rode her, and she bolted in over the mile in that benchmark 60. Can she run 2100? Well, I can't promise you that. She did? Yes, I can. I think I can. She did run third on the Beaumont track one day in a 2200, beaten about a length and a quarter by another snappy after being third the fence behind the leader when they straightened and chased home all right. So I'm pretty sure around here the 2100 she'll have no trouble with the trip, long as she settles all right in front. She should beat these. Number four, Quartermaster. He's a back marker. He's very strong. He'd run a mile and he'd run, 2 mile the way he races. He gets back, no pace at all, and then just grinds away at the end. His run wasn't too bad at Tamworth on Cup Day in the Mornington, the big stay-in race. He got beat a length and a half to Walsen, and Walsen had beat these, I'd imagine. So that run would be all right, and he's had a 25-day freshen up. He should be hard to beat here. Number three, Shoe Peg. A bit disappointing for Godolphin this mare. But the recent trial was okay. She hasn't run for a month since she ran 4th and 9, well beaten at Canterbury. She was placed at Wong in a mile race back in April. She hasn't. She's been once, I think, at the 2100 and did run 2nd. So I give her a 3rd pick, and number 6 is the other one, which is Zavina. Loves this track. Won 3 out of 4 here, but I'm just worried that she's not going off a bit because she finished down the track beating near 10 lengths at Scone at the Carnival, and she ran 4th here prior to that. But her runs before that were excellent. So if she can find that form, she'll go all right, long as she hasn't had enough this campaign. 2, 4, 3, and 6.
Rightio, the 4th, take out 5 Yeas and Nays, 8 Ranover Manhattan and 10 Ivory Jane. Now, 6 Bacassi is $2.40, 3 Clevedon, $2.80, number 2 Amate, $5.50, 1 Tip Top, 7, 7 Philomena's Grace, $9.50, 4 Seaboy's Choice, $34, and 9 Chardonnay, $41 there, Gary.
Gee, it's a good race, this. Dead set match race. The two favourites, you can, couldn't have any of the others, but I'll make this the best bet, Clevedon. He's a Godolphin 3-year-old in a very, very smart one. He's only had the one run, and that was back in February last year, so he hasn't run for 15 months. And he finished down the track that day when he was well fancied after some very good trials. I know Godolphin had a good opinion of him as a 2-year-old, but he went wrong, and he's had that long gut break now. They've given him 3 trials going into this race to make sure he's red hot fit. 2 trials back on a soft track at Randwick in a 1,000-metre trial. He led from the 600 and got nailed on the line by, listen to these two, Prized Icon and Attention.
Oh, yeah? Go all right.
They ran 1-2. Now, neither of the three were ridden out in the race, but this horse's trial was excellent. Then the other day at Warwick Farm, he really hit the line good in a trial and just got nosed out there when he runs 2nd. I think he's going to take a ton of beating. I'm not a great fan of tipping him when they've had 15 months off, but the fact that he's had 3 trials and Corey Brown's going to come here and ride him, I think he'll win. But I'm not underestimating the Queenslander. She's very quick. Number 6, Bacacia. Now, the story with her is she was with David Van Dyke and she had one run on the Sunshine Coast. Started $2.80 favourite back in April this year. Yep, 2017, 53 days ago. Missed the kick, come out last. Led 3 deep in the race. Travelled wide, fought on okay, beaten 2 lengths, run 2nd. Pulled up with heat stress. She was then sent to Paul Perry. She's owned by the Moran family, who owned the sire Mossman, of course. And she went to Paul, and Gia Trial was a ripper the other day at Newcastle on the 10th of May. She beat a horse called Rhymes and beat it easy. And Rhymes, one of Chris Lee's, went to Scone and won very well on Scone at the Scone Cup Carnival. Barrier 1, I'm predicting she's going to hit the ground running and probably lead. Paul King, he trialed her, he's riding up. It's a real good two-horse race, but I'm putting my faith in the Godolphin horse. Three, a special, made it the best to beat two. Sorry, to beat six, one, and two. I tell you what, the one's an interesting runner too. I shouldn't really say this is only a two-horse race. This horse hasn't run for 593 days, and he hasn't trialled. But he's in one of the great stables with Les Bridge, as you know, and I wouldn't be not worried too much about him not trialling with Les. Les will have him very fit. His only run was a ripper back in October 2015 when he got beat ahead and ahead after coming from last, missing the kick. But, you know, it's a long time off, isn't it? But he's third pick and number two best of the others. Good race, 6-3, 1-2.
Right, here we go to race five, a maiden over the 1600. Now, five make it easy, 11 tie boxing out. Pretty short price favourite here, number seven Polemic at $1.70. Two equipped at $4.20, six Oz Picasso and 10 Shark Tank 11. Nine Song Cliche is 12. Number 12 Lights of Como 19. Four Lap Luck is 26, along with eight Prospect Road. One Bull Road 34, three Experienced 81, and 13 Packing Heat $101.
On form, he should win number seven, Polemic, the favourite, the Godolphin horse. Irv Duller to ride. He's had two runs this time in. He ran third first up at Randwick, beaten a length and a half by Yeah Bravo. And then at Kembla, he got beat a fair way there when he ran second. He got beat about 4.8 lengths behind Prometheus that day. He was back midfield with cover. He kept coming at the end, but he got beat a fair way. But you go back last prep, he was beaten a half a length at Canterbury and he ran second, beaten a length at Randwick to a Dado. You know, that form should be good enough to win this race. Number two for second, equipped, one of the James Cummings team. It was placed after a freshen up, well, a 23-day break it had, and placed at Hawkesbury last start. I was there that day behind Just Two These. So it's the second pick in the race. Number six, I thought for third, Oz Picasso, and number nine, Sans Cliche. 7, 2, 6, and 9.
All right, we go then to the next event, and this is race six. It's a class two over 1,100. Now, we take out three, Young Hui, number seven, Lindy Lou, and eight, Timing. Now, the favourite two, Viceman, $2.80. Six, Quattro Fogli is $4. Four, Valiant Mate, $5, along with nine, Road to Sundown. One, Deadly Shadow, $7.50, and the other one, five, Party House, $10. Everything, basically, double figure, under $10.
Yeah, I think he'll win, Viceman. He likes this track. He bolted in here back in December, just a couple of days after Christmas, in a race. And then he come back for his second run on this track. First up here the other day, 3 weeks back, nearly a beat ahead to Road to Sundown. It was a driving finish. He had to work early in the race from a whitish alley. Settled second outside the leader, but he just kept coming. He's got good form in town as well. But he's had a bit of a setback. Well, not too much of a setback, but since that last run, I think it was, I noticed in, I think it, Ray Thomas wrote the story in today's Telegraph that Joe Pride had told him that he had an issue, not a serious one, otherwise he wouldn't be here, but he'll do me, number two, Viceman, to win, number nine for second in the race, Road to Sundown, showed good speed the other day, led all the way. It's pretty impressive. Held off Viceman and Diplomacia. He got a claim again today for Jay Innes. He'll only carry 52.5. Same weight as she had. It's a filly the other day. So you've got to respect her. One Deadly Shadow is first up. Got a ton of ability. Trained here. And number four, Valiant Mate. 2, 9, 1, and 4.
Right, our race seven, a class two, 1,100. We've got a full field. Now, number two, Validate, is $2.80. Three, Navua Mist, $3.80. Number four, Rosetta's Way, $6. Five, Exhalera is also $6. One, Tatush, $8.50. Now, number seven, Sirius Star, $16. We've got six on Viral at $17, also eight, also Adamus at $17, and then a gap out to nine, Flick Pass at $81.
She's ultra consistent, Validate. She went good here first up, and I think she'll win today, number two. She run third the other day, beaten half a length by Better Be Good. She led, which she does do. Fought back really well and only beaten in the last bit. Her last four runs last prep was an easy win at Scone over Sun Craze and three placings. So she's honest as the day's long. She's with Kim Ward. I think she's a former Victorian. I've got an idea. She had a first or second run here at Cessnock last preparation when she was beaten. But she's going really good. And tricky barrier, but I think she'll win. Three Navua misses. First start for Chris Lees. Formerly was Chris Waller. Trialled all right. I liked the trial recently at Newcastle. Showed really good speed. Led under restraint all the way. Never let go at any stage. Couple of good Canterbury placings last time in. Barrier one, it'll show speed. Number five, Acelia, trained by Richard Litt. Going good. Couple of good placings at Gosford and Canterbury recently. And number eight, best of the others, also Adamus. 2, 3, 5, and 8.
Yeah, Validate started its career. South Australia, believe it or not, over there around Morphettville, had a couple of runs in Melbourne, Moonee Valley and Caulfield, stirred in the fourth there and then came up to Kim.
Yeah, oh, she's going good. She's very honest, mate. She's got a tricky draw, but he'll either get across, I'd say, or sit outside the leader, Timmy, and she'll be hard to beat.
All right, the last there today, we put out 1, Tenorino, and 6, Vega. Now, 8, Collateral, $1.85, 3, Lady Santa, $3.90, 2, Miami-Dade, $4.60, 5, Mr. Spin, $17, 7, Another Lager, $19, 9, Spinning Gold is $21, number 4, Nat Achiever, $23, 10, Don't Tell Linda, $34, 11, The Iron Maiden, $81, and 12, Bonus Spin, $101.
Sean, in the last few weeks, I've seen 2 absolute certainties beaten in races on the Central Coast. One was a Godolphin horse called Witches. That might have been the last meeting here. Got stood on its head twice, once on its head, but checked a couple of times in the straight in a recent race and never run in the first five, but take no notice of that, it should have won. And the other one is this horse, Collateral. Gee, it was unlucky the other day at Wyong.
I'm just watching the run now.
Oh, God. And look, as I said on the day, no blame on Jason Collett. It's a short straight and a tidyish track. And the horse got back to about midfield and was ridden perfectly into the straight. And when it was time to get a run, poor old Jace just couldn't get a run anywhere. Split come at the 100 and it rocketed home. But it should have won. And I heard Bjorn Baker this morning on with Andrew Bensley saying it should have won for sure, and he thought it would win today.
It's behind a wall of them on the turn there. There's just nowhere to go.
Yeah. It does happen, mate, on all tracks, but, you know, on the tighter tracks especially. Anyway, hope it can make amends today. Number 3, Lady Sansa. This is absolutely flying. This mare is owned by a group from Inglis. Chris Russell is the principal of the syndicate, and he's a son of the late, great jockey Ken Russell.
Oh, right.
And Chris owns it, and he works for Inglis. And Craig Carmody trains the horse. She won before and after links the other day when I was at Hawkesbury. She went enormous. She just got beat at Newcastle by Istria, a smart Godolphin horse who's in Saddy in town. This preparation, she's going really good. She's got 59, no claim, but I still think she'll be hard to beat. Number 2, Miami Dade for Godolphin, could improve a bit. And number 7, Another Lager.
Now,
8, 3, 2, and 7.
Now, we just got word through that Keegan Latham won't be riding today through illness.
Oh, right.
Yes, a couple of replacements in race 2, nothing too hard as Paul King. All right, Peking, the
right,
duck.
Okay.
Yeah, now in the 3rd, Quartermaster is also Paul King.
Right.
And race 5, Lap Luck, is Serge Lisney.
Right.
So
Paul King's doing a bit of riding for Paul Perry, and so is Keegan Latham, of course.
Yeah, well, Keegan unfortunately crooked some illnesses. A few bugs doing the rounds at the moment. So,
yeah, it's that time of the year.
Yeah, too right. So I hope he's up and about and all good shortly, Keegan. So there you go. All right, what's your best today, Gary?
Mate, race 4, number 3, Clevedon. I made it the best. If I had to find another one, it'd be Collateral in the last.
Yeah.
Quadrilla numbers, race 5, I've just taken the 2, 7 and 2. And the others, I've taken 3 in each leaf, 291, 235, 832. And if my tips are spot on, the brothers-in-law are going to have a picnic here today. Tim Clark and Josh Parr.
Yeah.
Gee, they've got some great rides between them. It should be very hard to beat. They'll be on a hell of a lot of favourites during the day.
All right, good on you, Gary. We'll look forward to hearing you later on through the day,
mate,
with the late mail.
Beautiful day. Magic day.
Fantastic.
Good racing.
Good on you. We'll talk to you soon. Gary Harvey there at Gosford today.